Barnes.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Hagopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Hagopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, and as you well know, the highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt. It can be done, gang. If you're feeling like the debt's out of control, the savings aren't anywhere close where you want them to be, it can be changed. You can make it exactly as you want it. And if your finances are feeling the pinch of this flatlined, bizarre economy, you're in the right place, gang, and you are not alone, not by a long shot. The neighbors are in the same pinch you are. People at work are in the same pinch you are. People you never suspected are in the same financial pinch you are. You are not alone. Thanks for hanging out. From our flagship station here in Philadelphia to our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network, we are saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, and it is hitting the spot. I don't know if this is something new in the brewer or what. Tony says hello. Hello back to you, sir, as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you are not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. You know that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because, say it with me, that's just the type of team player I am. So July is here, fast and furious, fabulously warm and hot. You know, last July, I was kvetching a bit about the heat. After this past winter, I vowed I'd never do it again. Scarlett O'Hara style, I vowed I would never, ever complain about the heat again. And I'm actually sticking to that because it's gorgeous out there. No snow. You can drive on the roads no matter how hot it gets. It's beautiful. Hoping you're experiencing beautiful weather in your neck of the woods as well. So we're sitting here in July, one of my favorite months. It's my husband's birthday in July. It's my birthday in July. And there's a lot of other things to celebrate in July as well. Just because Independence Day may be in the rearview mirror. Hope you had a fabulous one. I did too. It was just total fun. The kids enjoyed it. I had a great time. There are still amazing things to celebrate in July when it comes to your pocketbook, when it comes to your wallet, when it comes to your savings account. And I was amazed at how many people are unaware of all these things going on in July that can help them save big time money. So in no particular order, I'm going through this whole list of stuff that we did, wrote my last column about this as well, and since then have received unbelievable amounts of helpful advice from listeners coast to coast. Keep the great advice coming. Find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com. From there, you've got the keys to the kingdom, brilliantfrugalliving.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can text me. You can email me. You can find me on LinkedIn. Everywhere. And don't be shy. I am loving the stuff I'm getting from people coast to coast with great ways to save money during the summer. But here we go, in no particular order, the great deals that July still has in store for you now that we're past the holiday. Fabulous food. July has a lovely handful of little-known food holidays, all right? Sometimes you hear about this once in a while. You know, we're all busy. We're not really paying attention. But there are some phenomenal food holidays in July, including, but not limited to, coming up here, July 21st, National Junk Food Day and Ice Cream Day. What does this mean? Here's what that means. You go to some fun place you know and you love. A lot of times ice cream parlors will have themselves maybe a free extra scoop of ice cream on Free Ice Cream Day. The kids adore it. You know the looks on the kids' faces when you get ice cream for them? That's the kind of look that I now would reserve for finding out I want a brand new car. I mean, the kids still have this wonderful innocence about them. I adore getting my kids ice cream or a water ice or whatever the treat is around here on a hot day. It's fun stuff. The kids have worked hard all summer. The kids have worked hard all during the school year, I should say. Summertime, they're kicking back, they're relaxing, and it's just unbelievable what a scoop of ice cream can do for a kid's attitude. I'm lucky. I got the best kids on earth, but still, it's fun to treat them once in a while. And finding out that a certain day is National Ice Cream Day, what better excuse do you need? So go have one. July 23rd coming up, National Hot Dog Day and Vanilla Ice Cream Day. This is all good stuff because, quite frankly, Hot Dog Day and Vanilla Ice Cream, that's two of the food groups right there. So you're covered. July 25th, Hot Fudge Sundae Day. I am digging the way that ice cream is a predominant, you know, indicator in all of these days. July 26th, one of my personal favorites. Coming up, July 26th. You ready for this? Tony's already laughing. National Coffee Milkshake Day. July 26th coming up, National Coffee Milkshake Day. Go to your nearby favorite ice cream place, wherever it is. Could be a part of a national chain, could be a mom and pop shop. Inform them that it's National Coffee Milkshake Day. You might either get a discount, you might get a free upgrade in the size, whatever it is. Who cares? It's National Coffee Milkshake Day. God bless America. There you go. Life is good. So check out local vendors near you. See what they're offering. Baskin Robbins, speaking of food groups, Baskin Robbins is famous for its buy one, get one deals on ice cream days. Considering that July is loaded with ice cream days, I would say make your local Baskin Robbins general manager one of your new BFFs on Facebook. Go there, introduce yourself. Tell them how you have something in common, your lust and love for ice cream, and find out what the fabulous ice cream days are coming up. July 30th, no slouch as well, coming up. One more fabulous example. July 30th, National Cheesecake Day. Okay? National Cheesecake Day coming up on July 30th. And what does this mean when it comes to bargains, the whole theme of our show? Here's what I mean. Last year, the Cheesecake Factory, a nationwide chain, you no doubt have one near you, took 50% off one slice of cheesecake. All right, enough said, because in my book, Welcome to the Nutritional Book of Chris, when you get 50% off the price of your cheesecake, I internally absorb that as 50% fewer calories. That's the way my brain interprets it. That's the way I hope my thighs interpret it. Still working on that. Let me know how you guys do. Coming up with more stuff on just good deals to be found in July, you do some research because everybody has to buy stuff during July. Every month of the year, we find ourselves out there as consumers. But it's good to know. It's good to be armed with the information as to what is on its best sales and best deals in the month of July. Did some digging, all right? Ironically, one other big, fabulous, incredible deal to be had in the hot month of July, swimsuits. It's ironic, isn't it? It's really crazy. As I fantasize about discount cheesecake, it is ironic. I'm reminded that July is surprisingly, one of the best months for great deals on swimsuits. It's cruel. It's cruel and inhuman, I know. But if you're in the market for some new beachwear, check out the deals to be had. Personally, I'm looking for one with a lot of control around the tummy. But that's just me. You know, your personal needs are your own. When I did some checking and I heard back from some people, best places by far, I mean, wherever you go, the department stores and stuff, they're going to be having some deals on swimsuits. They're trying to unload them before they get more summertime stuff in, or believe it or not, in the hot month of July, these retailers are actually thinking about their fall, autumn type, you know, stuff coming in as well, so they need to unload their summertime stuff, including their swimwear. But when it comes to the super great deals on swimwear, heard back from some people coast to coast, and again, I love our listeners. They're so great. Three different places that I checked out myself that are actually really good. Swimoutlet.com. It's online, obviously. Check it out. You know your body shape. You know the size that you are. Don't lie when you're online. You know, no one's going to know about it, just you and the computer. Tell them your actual sizes. They send it right to the house because I don't have time to go in there and do a lot of trying on of stuff. Not going to happen. So I'm too busy eating cheesecake. It's National Cheesecake Day coming up. What am I supposed to do? Segue that in order to go try on some swimsuits? I don't think so. Go to swimoutlet.com. Find the ones that you like. There's always free returns. You can do whatever you want to with them. Overstock.com, where my husband has actually found some good stuff as well. Not swimsuits, but it has a ton of things. Overstock.com has some great stuff as well. And Kohl's, the department store, where you can buy things online. Swimoutlet.com, Overstock.com, and Kohl's. Either go to the department store if you want to try them on. Apparently, this is one of the best places to find some great swimsuits. Boscov's near us, B-O-S-C-O-V, Boscov's, a phenomenal department store chain. I believe it's coast to coast. I might be wrong, but they are online no matter where you are, and they will ship anywhere. And the deals there are unbelievable. That's actually where I registered for my wedding, and that was ages ago, and that was the prices there were phenomenal there, too. That has not changed. Boscov's is phenomenal when it comes to great deals on stuff, including swimsuits. Go online, find the ones that you like. If you're near a Boscov's, get in there and try some stuff on. Fantastic deals on swimsuits. You get the point. We got about, we got some great time before the break. Another good one that I really wanted to bring up. When it comes to great deals in July, if you're in the market to travel anywhere, be it here, you know, coast to coast or worldwide even, I've been informed by local travel agencies that, you know, yada, yada, thanks to a stronger U.S. dollar and an ever weakening European economy, there's never been a better time to vacation in Europe. There's a silver lining to everything. And with the craziness in Europe, there has never been a better time to vacation in Europe. They have absolutely slashed prices for travel. When you get there, obviously, if you have tourists stamped across your forehead the way I do when I travel anywhere, they will bend over backwards to make your stay a pleasant one. So if you're any kind of market to do that, and it doesn't even have to be Europe. If you're going anywhere in the U.S., you've got a stronger U.S. dollar and phenomenal deals. Best thing to do, you can connect with local travel agencies. I always just kind of one-stop shopping it. Go to your local AAA office or go online and get the local travel books for the area you're thinking about traveling in. You will have a ball. It is phenomenal. There's nothing like traveling during the summer. It's fun. It's relaxing. You can have a good time with your family. It's all good. Guys, the time is flying. Hang out. When we get back after the break, more phenomenal deals you're going to find in July. Let's save you a little bit of money here this July. You all stay tuned.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Kristen Hagopian Show, talking about fabulous deals to be had in the month of July. We are all consumers. We're trying to cut back on our expenses, but every once in a while, an expense is going to come up. Or maybe you're in the market for something. You want to make sure you get the best deal on it. July is stuffed. July is absolutely stuffed with fantastic deals and bargains to be had. And as a consumer, you want all the best armor that you can, the best kind of, you know, the best information you can under your belt when you're doing the shopping. Get out there and use this information to your advantage and keep a little more money in the bank. We were talking before the break about great deals on fabulous food, all the fun little food holidays to be had in the month of July. Very cool stuff. We talked swimsuits briefly. You can tell by the tone of my voice, it's not a huge thing on my shopping list for this year. Anywho, but then you also heard perhaps that there is fabulous when it comes to the food deals. The National Cheesecake Day coming up on July 30th. I may not be going anywhere near a swimsuit, you know, collection in any of the nearby department stores, but July 30th is definitely marked on my calendar, National Cheesecake Day. Hoping it's marked on yours as well. Talked about a little before the break about travel. And this is the one where I'm getting the most feedback from listeners coast to coast, because if you're in the market to travel, there's never been a better time to have an American passport to go traveling, whether you're traveling overseas with that passport or you're hanging out here in the U.S. and just having some fun traveling coast to coast. The European Union's having some serious hiccups in its economy thanks to little ball and chain Greece. Beautiful country, not such great economic ideas when it comes to running the place. So it's kind of ripple effect all through the entire European state. But I'm hearing from people who for the first time in their lives are booking that trip overseas, because the cost of hotels has never been so low. The airfare deals have never been so extraordinary. And once you get there, there's nothing that Europeans like more, apparently, from Americans who have been there, than seeing an American there with that heavy American accent and hopefully a little cash in their pocket to help stimulate the European economy. They will throw deals at you like you never knew possible. I have never been to Europe. My folks have been. Tons of my buddies and friends have been. It sounds beautiful. I am enamored hugely of the European culture and history. It's just fascinating to me. So, hey, if you're out there and you're on the fence about traveling to Europe, maybe this is the year you get it done. You never know what's going to happen with Greece in the next few, who knows, weeks, months, decades. But at this moment in time, it's a phenomenal time to get yourself to Europe. Whatever your heritage, whatever your American heritage, if it involves any kind of European ancestry, could be the time to go and check out the family tree and see what they have to offer for you. Good stuff. And let me know if you do. I want your feedback on this. If you are heading out there anywhere in Europe or you're traveling coast to coast, courtesy of your local AAA office, let me know your thoughts. Let me know if this stuff is really panning out for you. I'm hearing great stuff from people, and I want to hear from our listeners as well. Who better to tell us how exactly it's going on out there? So let me know. If you're traveling coast to coast, anywhere within the U.S., no better place to check out than your local AAA office. Make it happen. Now, all right, this is another one.
another thing on your July shopping list that really has me astonished, delighted, but astonished. Air conditioners, believe it or not, if you were in the market for an air conditioner, maybe you thought this year, you know, you'd still be able to milk a little more performance out of your ancient air conditioner, and you're finding out now in the hottest time of July, in the hottest days of July, suddenly it croaks on you. It's a story often told. You are not alone out there. But if you're in the market for an air conditioner, one of the best months to shop for it is, you guessed it, July. I had no idea. July sales are better than June sales, probably for the reason I mentioned before. You know, we're all human out there. We think that our air conditioners are going to perform. And maybe they kind of, you know, struggle through June, become the hottest days of July. They are wonderful, beloved, ancient, you know, air conditioners just give up the ghost come July. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, July sales are better than June sales for air conditioners. And then come August, the prices take a big upswing again. And my imagination has to tell me that's just because come July, when all of our air conditioners bite the dust, they struggled through June. They didn't make it through July. We thought during those hot, hot months of July when our air conditioner first croaked that we could muscle along with maybe some air fans or maybe some box fans in the windows, tried it for a couple of weeks. But then by July, the prices take that big upswing again because we're all in the store saying, I can't take it anymore. I need an air conditioner. That's just the way my theory is going. Now, all that being said, when you get that new air conditioner, I still want to see some of those windows open in the bedrooms with box fans at night, because the temperatures at night, pretty much wherever you are, except for the dog day worst days of summer, you're going to have some really comfortable, cool nights, and you want to give that air conditioner a break, especially at night. Open up the windows, put a box fan in the window. Your bank account's going to thank you. Your lungs are going to thank you. Get some nice fresh air in there. Go a little old school at night, because it's only costing you money when you insist on turning on an air conditioner that's going to be at the same temperature as the air outside your window. You get the point. But if you're in the market for an air conditioner, who sent me this link? I'm sorry I don't have it handy here in front of me. But the highest rated air conditioners, I'm looking this up. I am personally a huge fan of LG. I knew that they made television sets, very, you know, pretty reasonably priced TV sets, incredibly high, you know, very high quality. I did not know that they created air conditioners until we got one for my mother-in-law. And we installed it for her. And it's a fantastic little machine. The sound is very low. The quality is fantastic. And it's reasonably priced. So just speaking from personal experience, I love the LGs. I'm hearing great things about Frigidaire. I'm looking online here. Central Air Conditioning Units Review, top10reviews.com. Okay, so go to top10reviews.com. Put in whatever you want to. It can be for a refrigerator. It could be for an air conditioner. It could be for a car. It could be for anything. And they'll give you the highest rankings. The highest ranking here, it says Dave Lennox Collection. I have never heard of Dave Lennox. Go Dave. Whatever you got out there, way to go making a great air conditioner. Some names I do recognize. American Standard gets very high reviews. Frigidaire, very high reviews. A Trane, T-R-A-N-E. You hear that name often. You get great reviews there as well. So if you find yourself out there in the market looking for another one, go online. Don't be crazed and leap for the first high-priced air conditioner you can find. Take a couple of sweaty minutes in your overheated home on the computer and look up the ones that are the best for your fit. Make sure you're getting an air conditioner that's the right size and the right power and the right output for the room you're putting it in. I've heard of people who buy these dinky little air conditioners meant for either a college dorm room or an efficiency apartment, and they put it into a room that's way too big, and it overheats, it overworks, it doesn't cool the room, and it breaks sooner than you'd like. Nobody wants that. Take a couple of minutes, research what you need, and then go online and find the ones that are best for you, and then go onto your local either department stores, you know, home improvement centers, whatever it is, research the prices, because if you spend maybe an hour doing that, and you save yourself a couple hundred, $300, you just paid yourself hundreds of dollars for that 1 hour of work. You get the point. All right, so do it. And send me your ideas as well. If you guys have an air conditioner brand that you've loved, and maybe it came out of the blue, hey, Chris, I never thought I'd try this air conditioner brand, and here it is. I want to hear from you. Find me online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Tell me your situation. Tell me the type that you bought. Tell me how it worked out for you. Tell me the price if you have it handy. And if it fits our bill, I mean, we'll put it on the air. It's all good. But I heard from people. we got about 20 seconds, who were saying, hey, just give up the air conditioners completely. That's the most frugal thing to do, right? No, it's not. There's quality of life to be considered here. And we live in a day and age where there are magnificent inventions that can improve our quality of life for a very reasonable cost. Air conditioners are one of them. In the hottest days of summer, I am the first one leaping for that on button, and you guys should do the same. Guys, hang out for a bit. When we get back, more fabulous deals to be had in July, and a bit of a credit being thrown to the U.S. Postal Service. You all stay tuned.
Cheap and small. Napa know-how.
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of: America, racing, and freedom, by giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And we are back with the Kristen Hagopian Show, talking about fabulous deals to be had in July. And this is one of my favorites right here, in no particular order, but this one's one of my favorites. Outdoor furniture, okay? According to the U.S. News and World Report, July is also your best month for fantastic outdoor furniture sales. Who knew? And I'm not really looking inside any of the home improvement centers to see their prices on outdoor furniture, but I guess it makes sense. When you think about it, they're trying to clear out. They're bulky. Outdoor furniture takes a lot of space. And if it's something that's supposed to be mainly used in the summertime, I guess these outdoor furniture retailers are thinking that you would have bought it by now. So they're trying to unload as much as they can before any kind of fall or autumn merchandise comes in. But if I might suggest, I recently purchased some outdoor furniture as well. And I want to kind of step up everybody's game on this tactic here, because I want more money in your bank account at the end of the day. I just recently purchased an outdoor furniture set for my backyard. We're about to put in a back deck. Very, very simple stuff, but it's something I wanted to do to the house for a while now. And we're putting the plans in place to build the deck. In the meantime, we just have this fantastic outdoor furniture sitting in the grass. And it actually is very comfortable. We're having a lot of fun with it. It's near the new swing set, which you have all heard so much about. The swing set that we got on Craigslist and installed ourselves. It was just a comedy act of biblical proportions. But now we've got the outdoor furniture set back there, too. We are having a ball with that. And it's great living space. It's wonderful, especially as the evenings cool off just a bit. You can unwind. No electronics allowed. The house is stuffed full of electronics. I've got two brilliant kids who know how to do everything on these electronics. I've got a genius husband who is in front of a computer screen all day. If for no other reason, think about doing some outdoor living space just because you have to unplug. Because you have to watch birds going by, or you have to see the trees outside, or play on the swing set, or just do something, just unplug a little bit. One of my favorite rooms in the house is now the outdoor furniture sitting outside on what's going to be our back deck. That's my one of my favorite air quote rooms for the summer. And if you're looking for a similar space where people can relax, maybe with a Diet Coke and let the kids kind of hang out on the swing set and just talk about your day, the electronics look silly out there, so they stay inside, you just hang out. You're going to like it. I guarantee you, you're going to like it. It's just a fabulous summertime activity, hanging out and not doing anything but just hanging out. You get the point. You need furniture for that. And the furniture that I'm seeing out there is wildly overpriced in my incredibly, perhaps overly frugal opinion. I'm sorry, I'm not spending that for outdoor furniture, but I want really great outdoor furniture. Welcome to my mind. So when we're talking about this, I loved this subject matter. Because apparently it's also your best month for fantastic outdoor furniture sales. Okay, good stuff. But here is where I want you to step up your game. Okay, if I might suggest, take the sales mentality to a whole new level by waiting a couple of weeks, maybe just 1 week from the time that you're hearing the show. Why? Here's why. Because knowing this, knowing that July is one of the best sales months for outdoor furniture for retailers, because everybody else is out there buying their brand new outdoor furniture at up to 30 to 40% off. Some retailers are doing even more than that. Check out your local retailers. If you wait until everybody else out there buys their brand new outdoor furniture 30, 40% off, you'll wait for a week or two for them to post their old furniture, air quotes old, which is actually just last year's model, still looking brand new. You are going to see the Craigslist listings flooded with these fabulous outdoor furniture bargains for these people trying to unload last year's model. And you will go in there, save the day, take these bulky bits of furniture off of these lovely people off Craigslist,
and pay approximately 90% less. Okay? Everyone's a winner. Now, whenever I talk about Craigslist, I want to bring up some very basic points when it comes to this. If you're going to be doing anything where you're going to be buying something off somebody on Craigslist, I am a huge advocate for meeting them at a local place. It's convenient for them. It's convenient for you. With outdoor furniture, chances are excellent that's not going to be doable. They can't bring it in their car. You need to bring something where you can pick it up. So you're going to be at their home. Only buy furniture in neighborhoods that you know, that you enjoy looking at. These are in, when they have nice homes, you know they're going to be decent people living in there. Nothing, no kind of big red flags when it comes to worrying. And when that's done, when you find this furniture in neighborhoods that you know, and you know they're going to be safe neighborhoods to bring your little rental truck up to, bring a buddy. And I like to step up my game a little bit by saying, bring two friends with you and say, we're going to be coming to pick up the furniture. Now, you're benefited by this, by outdoor furniture is always going to be outdoors. If you're buying anything on Craigslist, never go inside the home of the person you're buying something on Craigslist with. I don't care if they're in some multi-million dollar mansion on the main line in your area. Don't do it. That's my number one golden rule. When you're buying something on Craigslist, meet them in a mutually convenient place. Always pay with cash. Pay the full amount. Make it a pleasant transaction. If you ever find that you're in the rare occurrence where you need to go to someone's house to purchase something, like in this case with outdoor furniture, bring not one, but two buddies with you. And this is where you're benefited, because the outdoor furniture, you're not going to go inside the house to get it. If you find, even with your two buddies with you, that the person says, oh, certainly, it's right here inside the house, you say, well, no, thank you. We're not going to buy it. Stick to the outside of the house. Now, the vast number of Craigslist transactions go flawlessly, smoothly, very, very well. I have personally done dozens of transactions all over the place, in cities, an hour from my house, 5 minutes from my house, everywhere. Met nothing but the nicest, kindest, most complimentary. Every single transaction I've done has gone well. Doesn't matter. Play it safe. Be smart. It's a grown-up, crazy world we live in. You just never know what's going to happen. That being said, even me being one of the most paranoid people on earth, I do not hesitate to do Craigslist transactions, because I'm a grown-up, I know how to handle myself, and I know how to handle the transaction. So be smart. The vast majority of Craigslist transactions go beautifully. And you hear in the news once in a while, maybe once a year, one of the tens of millions of transactions have a not happy ending. All that being said, don't let it scare you off from working on Craigslist. Just be smart about it. That's my motto. Just always be smart about it. And now that we're talking about Craigslist, every time we talk about Craigslist, I hear from people the next week who go on Craigslist for the first time after listening to the show, and they are astonished at the amazing deals that are offered. And a lot of people that are my age, they refer to it as this magnificent online garage sale. That's exactly what it is. You can go back and forth. There's tons of pictures. So while, yes, there's nothing like being able to hold it to begin with and look at it and kind of really study it before you put a bid in on it, having Craigslist and all the pictures, when people do it right, Craigslist is an amazing, fantastic, incredible tool for saving you big time money when it comes to bargains for your house. Case in point, you guys saw the sofa that I got for my living room not too long ago. I recently, don't laugh, I recently painted it, of all things, with this gorgeous, luxurious fabric paint. It looks magnificent. It's gorgeous. I didn't have the money for a beautiful new living room set. I go on Craigslist. I find one not for tens of thousands of dollars, which is actually the price of the ones I was drooling over. Don't judge me. But I find this beautiful, retro, gorgeous, vintage sofa set, little beat up, for only $400. I get a rental truck, and for $50, I was able to pick it up, and they bring it back to my house. And then I use this gorgeous fabric paint to turn it into this custom, beautiful, sage green with dark brown woodwork. And it's gorgeous. I get compliments on it constantly. This was all done courtesy of Craigslist. If you have anything you're looking for, oh, and FYI, speaking of, this set that I got here for my outdoor furniture set for the porch that will soon be built, or the back deck that will soon be built on my home, the Craigslist furniture set that I got, it's beautiful. It is Mac Daddy. It is a sofa, two chairs, two footstools, a large coffee table, a side table, and then a dining table, an outdoor dining table with the glass top, with the hole in the middle for a beautiful huge umbrella that I got at Goodwill for next to nothing. Six chairs surrounding it, okay? So just another quick little recap. Dining table with six chairs, an umbrella out of the top of it for next to nothing out of Goodwill, and the sofa, two chairs, two footstools, a coffee table, and an end table. This retails at our local home improvement centers for easily $2,000. You go to your local warehouse stores, the BJ's, the Sam's Club, the wherever else, and you're seeing that for, again, over $2,000, sometimes more. I got it on Craigslist for $180. This is one of the reasons why I love Craigslist. This is why I love Craigslist, because you're working hard for your money, and I want it to stay in your pocket. At the same time, I want you to have the beautiful, luxurious things in life because you're working hard and you deserve them. And thanks to the world that we live in, this computerized, mechanized age that we live in, Craigslist is there offering these things for exactly the price that you're looking for. That's what I'm talking about, but just be smart about it. And tell me your deals as well. What have you found on Craigslist? It doesn't have to be summertime deals. Tell me about birthdays that you got fantastic stuff. Tell me about the things that you love that are vintage. You found great stuff on Craigslist. I want to hear from you. Let's convince ever more people out there how fabulous Craigslist is. Guys, the time is flying. When we get back after the break, happy birthday to the local U.S. Postal Service. I'm going to tell you exactly why you should make it an integral part of your life. You all stay tuned.
This is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Kristen Hagopian Show, talking about great deals to be had in the fabulous month of July. You're working hard. Everybody is. Either you're working out hard there at a job that maybe you're having a little less free time. Maybe you're out there pounding the pavement for a job. May the force be strong with you. Whatever you're doing, you're working harder than you ever thought you would. And July is the month where I would encourage you to just kind of take a little time for yourself. Hang out. Recharge the batteries a bit. Enjoy some time with the kids. If you've got school-age kids at home, school-age grandkids nearby, enjoy it. But above all else, keep your money in your pocket. It's a month where the heat can suck a lot of money out of your pocket with utility bills. Employ a couple of very common sense strategies, and by the end of the summer, you'll have a lot more cash than you thought in your pocket. And if you're out there in the market for anything, shop smart. Keep that money where you want it, right there in your possession, not someone else's. You get the idea. And send me your ideas as well. During this last segment, I want to wish a very happy birthday to the U.S. Postal Service, one of the most fabulously frugal entities around. All right? I am as much a fan of instant gratification as anybody. And the words U.S. Postal Service don't exactly jump to mind when you think of anything instant. However, I would love to give it its proper kudos and just give a little bit of a shout out its way. Way back in 1775, U.S. Postal Service established by the Second Continental Congress with my own hometown, Philadelphia's own Benjamin Franklin as the first Postmaster General. Go, Ben. And while many people write off today's Postal Service as, call it what you will, outdated, old-fashioned, I'd like to suggest a few reasons why it is a powerfully frugal ally in these expensive, ridiculous times. Okay? According to Wikipedia, U.S. Postal Service delivers 212 billion, with a B, billion, 212 billion pieces of mail each year to over 144 million homes and businesses in the U.S. Not to mention, get this, the American Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Puerto Rico, and Guam. All right? Now, while I'm hard-pressed to think of the last time I sent a letter to American Samoa, I don't even know where is that. Where is that, Tony? He doesn't know either. I'm sorry. So neither of us are getting on Jeopardy anytime soon. It's just amazing to know that this agency, this American agency, can send a one-ounce letter cross-country and all of these other exotic locales for less than a dollar. What is? I have nothing but forever stamps. What's the cost of a stamp these days? 49 cents? Something like that? I just have books of forever stamps that I keep, so I don't even know the current price of a stamp. But if it's about 49 cents, it's an incredibly economical price in this day and age. How much gasoline does it take to get something from your neck of the woods to the opposite coast? I'm here in the Philadelphia area. How much gas would it take to take something cross-country to, say, San Francisco? If you're in Seattle, what would it cost to send to drive something to Orlando? You get the math. You get the point. Multiply those miles by $3.69 a gallon, okay? You're not driving anywhere. And the U.S. Postal Service will get it there for less than a dollar, for 49 cents. You get the point. Next thing, when it comes to saving money with the U.S. Postal Service, it's a godsend to small business owners. I bring this up time and again. If you're the owner of a small business these days, the U.S. Postal Service is one of your greatest assets. Here's why. Whether it's for, you name it, your mailers, accounting, press releases, invoices, the U.S. Postal Service gets your point across in hard copy without breaking the bank, okay? Because admit it, whenever you personally receive any kind of a marketing email on your computer, pretty much it gets deleted without a glance, without a second thought. By comparison, when you open your mailbox and you see a beautiful multicolor catalog awaiting you, or maybe a flyer advertising a fantastic new restaurant opening nearby, chances are far better that you'll take a look. If you're anything like me, you'll do anything to flip past the bills. Okay, bill, bill, bill. Ooh, a new pizzeria. Let's look at this. So you get the idea. For just 49 cents per stamp, and if you're doing business mailers, you can do it for less. Talk to your local post office to see what you can do for, say, a bulk mailing for any kind of local businesses. You can send a 1-ounce envelope stuffed with information about everything your exciting company offers anywhere east to west, north to south, and even, yes, American Samoa for 49 cents. Life is good. And I got to Google how much a stamp costs these days. Again, I have got a book of forever stamps that I've had, you know, literally forever. These stamps last forever. So I just need to check and see what the latest price is for it. But 49 cents per stamp, not half bad. Here is my biggest point. This is my biggest kvetching, complaining, lecturing point. So just bear with me here. When it comes to the U.S. Postal Service, one of the best things it can do for us, and I'm kvetching about some kids and some adults I know. That's what I'm kvetching about. The U.S. Postal Service can help teach kids and a few adults I know who shall remain unnamed just a bit about logical, rational patience, okay? When I was a kid, we waited all year to catch The Wizard of Oz on television. And I'm not that old. I'm 46. A lot of you out there remember the same thing. Now, you can instantly download it to your cell phone and have your kids watch it while you wait in line at the grocery store. I have personally witnessed this. I've never done it myself, but I've seen it constantly all over the place. And honestly, hearing the Wicked Witch of the West, you know, shrieking at Dorothy while I stroll down the produce aisle, it had me wondering if I should laugh or cry, okay? Is there anything that we need to have any kind of patience for these days? Anything that we need? How do we teach kids to wait? How do we teach kids that not everything is instant? Okay? It got me thinking. When it comes to birthday greetings and such, anniversary greetings, holiday greetings, I have watched people get a happy birthday or Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah email, read it once, and instantly delete it. You may be the type of person who does that. You may not. But by comparison, the vast majority of kids and adults that I know who receive hardcover, any kind of greeting cards, birthday cards, anniversary cards, holiday cards, they refuse to throw them out. Why? Because you open it up and maybe it has your mom's handwriting, which you've always loved. It has a sentimental tug. Maybe it's a grandfather's handwriting. Maybe it's your grandchild's handwriting. Maybe it's your adult kid's writing saying, thanks for being such great parents. Happy anniversary. Or just an I love you card. Hope your summer's going great. They will never throw them out ever. You'll never look at the email that says that again, or you will very rarely. You'll probably lose it somewhere in cyberspace. But when you send things via the U.S. Postal Service, they're going to be found. They're going to be opened up. They're going to be kept forever. The sentimentality is amazing. And the lessons we can teach our kids about patience and waiting, it's all good. Something else jumping to mind. When I was a kid, we'd spend a lot of time in our summers out in South Dakota visiting cousins. And one year, one of my cousins was waiting for a telescope to arrive. We would just do stargazing. There's nothing like stargazing in South Dakota. The skies are absolutely breathtakingly beautiful, gorgeous. And we were waiting for this telescope to arrive. It finally did. We saw the U.S. Postal Service coming up this long highway road and coming up, and we knew it was for us. The exhilaration and the thrill, it was amazing. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Let's teach that to the kids. You get the point. Guys, it's a gorgeous month of July. Get out there and enjoy it. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
biztalkradio.com.